Welcome everyone, as Hashem continues Shmir Saloshin Shar Zakhira Perikir Aleph, Shir number 83, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the benefits of the Midah of Shalom of Peace. In fact, he quotes a Sefer called Milus Hamidos. So by definition, the mere fact that the Chavetz Chaim is bringing down this Sefer, we see this is a Sefer we should learn. If the Chavetz Chaim is quoting the Sefer, we should learn this Sefer. And he says, "Ki milo sasholim, ki milo haroma." It's a tremendously high, lofty benefit of milos, of proper attributes. Shekein hu shem echod mishmoyes of Shakosh Baruch Hu. As we had mentioned, that the name of Hashem is Shalom, is peace. Vayikru lo Hashem Shalom. V'chol mokom shasholim matzui. Whenever you have shalom, you have peace, you have Yerushalayim. If there's shalom, there's peace. And if there is no peace, then you don't have Yerushalayim. Then you don't have fear of Hashem. Let's understand why that is. Why is the Chavetz Chaim equating shalom, peace, to Yerushalayim, the fear of Hashem? What's the connection? This brings us to a... Before we go to the continue with the Chavetz Chaim, brings us to a Mishnah in Perek Yavos. And the Mishnah tells us that any machlokes, which is like Shammai and Hillel, is machlokes Hashem Shammai. But then you have machlokes of Korach and Hadassah. Korach in his congregation. That's not called Hashem Shammai. And what's one of the first obvious questions over here? Who did Korach have a machlokes with? With his congregation? No. He had a machlokes with Moshe, with Aaron, with Klal Yisrael. He says, if you think about it, it's like, it's embarrassing. I mean, right now I feel embarrassed to say what the machlokes was. Like grow up. But the truth is, I didn't have his Yetzirah. So I'm not judging him, but like, think about it, it's embarrassing. Like, you want to be the big man in town? You want to be the one that sits on top over there next to the Rav? You want to be sitting next to Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, come on. But that's what his title was. But it had nothing to do with Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one. He was fighting Be'adosai. First of all, if you think about it also, logically, he was encouraging this 250 men also to fight as well. And Rashi brings down, they're not going to benefit from it. There's only one big man in town. And that was Korach. So what are they going to get out of it? Right. Nothing. Right?
That's what the wife said.
Yeah, nothing at all. So we see over here, shalom is with Yerushalayim. A lack of shalom, there's no Yerushalayim. Because Korach, although he was a Bikeach, he was brilliant, and he was a massive Talmud Chacham. But he was lacking at this point in time, this Yerushalayim, this fear of Hashem. Let's just continue this for another point. What was he bothered by? Where does lack of shalom come from? So we know, kina, taiva, and kavod, maitzinus adam na'olam. Kina, jealousy, desire, and honor, which is really what was going on over here, take a person out of the world, literally out of the world, opened up, whoosh, fell down, swallowed him alive, out of this world. What did he want? He wanted something that someone else had. He was jealous. Why is someone jealous of someone else? Because he's saying, I deserve what he has. I want what that person has. In other words, in essence, he's really saying, Hashem, I know you're there. I think you should take a look at your accounting records. And I know a good accounting firm. That's basically what Korach was saying. I know a good accounting firm, and there's something off of the numbers over here. You ever go to a store and they pay, you know, they ring it up and they made a mistake and they tell you less and you correct them? I once went to a store, they ring it up and it's not working. So I said the same joke I say all the time just to make a joke, you know, be friendly. So I said, I guess it's free. And they said, yeah, you're right. I said, no. And the lady was about to give it to me for free. I said, you have the numbers. Punch in the numbers. What do you mean it's free? Don't, like, I feel like I'm stealing from the store. She says to me, It's store policy. If you ring it up and it doesn't go through, you get it for free. I'm looking at her like, that doesn't make any sense. Punch in the codes. 09347 21. But it's store policy. She takes the next one, she rings it up, doesn't go through. Two in a row. It was just sushi, it wasn't anything major. Then nothing expensive. Store policy. Why is a person jealous? Because he says, I deserve what he's getting. So what's he saying? He's saying, Hashem, you're making a mistake. Excuse me for saying those words. But that's what he's saying. But that's why if there's no Yerushalayim, there's no shalom, there's no peace. Because the person has the proper Yerushalayim. He says, Hashem, I don't understand it, but I know you're in charge. And I accept it. Because I know you have the master plan. And that's when the person has Yerushalayim, he has peace.